The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, sad news emerged yesterday that David Davenport, a good friend to many in politics and media over the last 40 years, sadly passed away. Joining me now is Bertie Ahern, former Fianna Fáil Taoiseach, who would have known David, DDP as he was known to everybody, for over 40 years. Bertie, welcome. What are your reflections on DDP?
Well, I suppose like yourself, I've known him for the better part of the 40 years since he and David Hanley were doing Morning Ireland back in 84, exactly 40 years ago. And I suppose for me, most of my dealings with him was in the, as Northern editor, because I was up and down and he was following the story through the years. But I always struck me as hugely knowledgeable, very, very well read. He was very precise in his questions. You didn't get a long preamble ever with him. It was very direct, but he was fair, always very professional. And I think he had a great interest in the subject afterwards when he finished as Northern editor in 2001. He went on to being the main political person in Dáil Éireann. So again, I was dealing with him on all kind of issues down the years. But I think he was always, I think, polite and but always insightful. He was one of these journalists who had worked out his three or four questions in his head, and you know, was very straight and followed through on the answers. But I always a pleasure to deal with him. My sympathies to Derbyl and to the extended family today, and I know they've had a few hard months. But he was a good colleague, and he, you know, he was based here in Drumcondra, so obviously I ran into him a lot, ran into the family a lot.
Yeah, I last met him. I was at a Christmas lunch in the Ivy that David Harvey organised, and he was great company. You know, and 2017 he left RTÉ, so he was actually a regular on the hard shoulder with me, and I'd give my opinion on something, and he'd say, "Well, I'd just like to disagree with everything you'd say," and he'd take his jacket off, and he'd have a pair of braces. He had a great sense of humour.
Yeah, he was a funny guy. He was a very witty guy, and he even if there was some, as there always is over in the Dáil, you know, some tense issue or something, he turned around into a very witty one or two liner, and you know, I think it was always good fun for that. He was a very good storyteller, because I know after he finished RTÉ, he went on, he did that program in Gallipoli and the war, and he loved those things. I was down with him, I think it was the Carlow festival, and I did a one-to-one interview with him, and he liked all of that stuff. He liked getting out and about and involved and engaged and with people, and you know, because I ran into him a lot around the area, he was always watching the current issues and watching what was going on internationally, and you know, all a very engaged in person to stop and meet even on the street.
Just a little bit of probing into the Northern situation, because I'm sure, you know, between 91 and 98 with the Good Friday Agreement, there must have been a lot of background briefing of where there's going to be a deal. You'd have David Trimble, you'd have the SDLP, you'd have Sinn Féin. Just tell us, would he been, because like he'd be one of the most trusted voices before Tommy O'Gorman on Northern Ireland. And it's very easy to say something that's misinterpreted. People are very touchy and sensitive. And it was a very tense time. Can you tell us any particular stories how he was like to deal with? Was he very trustworthy?
Yeah, he was very trustworthy, and I think particularly, I suppose if you look at that time, I mean, if you think 91, 92, there were the old party talks. That was the first time kind of the parties, they didn't really sit down together, but at least they were giving their views. He was interviewing them at that stage and trying to probe out, you know, what it was that we all knew what they were against, but he was always saying, well, we need to try and find out what they're for, which was the whole idea of those 91, 92 talks. And then there was the Down Street Declaration year, all that ran up to that. I mean, as you recall, that went on the whole year. The document was finally done before Christmas, but the talks about it went on the whole of 93. And then 94 was the ceasefires, and he followed those, you know, that was the... first of all, the IRA ceasefire in August, then the loyalists in October. So he was out there talking to all these people. And of course, if you were going to be able to do the story, you had to have a fairly good professional relationship with them all. And he was very good at doing that. And I think Tommy continued on that afterwards. But he did a lot of that work in building up those contacts. And then, of course, there was the talks themselves. And God love him, he was one of the many journalists that were stuck in that car park in that terrible place, the Castle Buildings, through that winter and the cold weather. And he was forever there. And I don't think he loved he loved the talks and the work, but he hated the weather. I think he was trying to stay warm most of the time and trying to report and do Morning Ireland and do evening programs and night programs and stuck in this freezing place. But he because, to answer your question, he had to build a relationship with all the sides, including, you know, the loyalist leaders and the people who were close to paramilitaries. And I think he did that really professionally.
Yeah, he will be greatly missed. And perhaps, I know he felt some bitterness at having to retire. He called it redundancy at 65. He had a young family.
He didn't like that. I mean, he's, you know, he felt that he was full of life, which he was, and full of energy and his experience. And I think the idea of having to you know, you're finished 40 years. And I suppose now I'm in my 70 is the age. I'm not sure what the age is in the media business, but it's 70 across a lot of the public service. And, you know, somebody has to just pack up to 65 and go when you're at the height of your experience. And, you know, it's a bit of an odd game. I mean, I think, you know, the 65, you know, the story about the 65, it only came in when people way back all those years ago when somebody were bringing in the pension stage in Britain, and the Chancellor checked out what was the average age that people died at, and they found out that it was 66 and a half, so they brought in the pension at 65, thinking they wouldn't have to pay too much afterwards. I mean, it had no basis in sensible labour market policies.
All right. Well, very fulsome tribute there from former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Thank you for joining us on the PK Show. DDP will be sadly missed by his five children, by his family, his wife Dervla, and his many, many friends. He was great company, and he was a bit of a legend in his own lifetime. May he rest in peace.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.